Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Swib Billy. He is American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, she is the queen of improv, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, Miss Allie Mack in the house. And over there, we have our resident Iggy fan, Dylan Dylon Matthews, with the gobble jog shirt, I believe, is what he's got on. Some kind of turkey trot show, it looks like, or something. Anyways, with our forces combined, we are the Morning Shift. Good morning, everyone. How are we feeling today?
Hello, Squid Billy. How are you feeling today?
I am feeling rough, Michael. How are you feeling?
Likewise.
It was, we know, Allie.
I feel amazing.
Yeah. I was about to say, I feel great.
I feel great.
Feeling real chipper.
In bed by 9:15.
Wow, that's a humble brag if I've ever heard one.
No kidding. Like I'm so envious of that statement right now.
Seriously.
Yeah, it was a very, very, very good Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, our third annual, and then you can tell by our voices.
No, I don't sound bad. Yeah, I do. I sound rough. Sound like I'm hungover.
Neither one of y'all sound bad. I don't think.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, let me tell you something. I could barely, my voice was shot last night.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you know it was a good event, you know, when you're fighting a next day hangover and you're trying to hydrate as best you can and fight it, you know. So that's a hats off to everything that happened yesterday.
So for the two of us that are fresh as a peach today, fill us in on what happened.
Oh, I mean, we played golf and we had a lot of adult beverages and things went downhill. We did not play good golf, I will say that.
No.
That, as we discussed yesterday, was not the goal.
Did the adult beverages make y'all better or worse?
Well,
it's a law of diminishing returns.
It actually, it's kind of fun. So, yeah, it's kind of funny because you hit a peak where you're playing as good of golf as you're going to play, and you think that some of it is fueled by the booze, and then the golf tails off because the booze ticks up,
yeah.
And it just kind of like, yeah, there's a right. Sweet spot.
You just stop caring.
Yeah, there is a very good sweet spot for the combination, and then it goes away. I knew it was going to be a rough morning when I'm standing at the bar and my buddy Jorge walks up, who does a lot of contributions for the Brown Grass, and he's like, doing Jaeger.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm so glad I was gone at that point.
Oh, my God. Goodness, yeah. Jaeger.
There was a shot ski out there on one hole.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh,
that
yeah.
was just absolutely out of control.
I saw the shot ski and I was like, it is 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Hello.
You're so right.
I know that y'all make fun of me for vodka cran, but what about tequila cran?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. We pulled up to the tequila hole. Well, and I was like, what are y'all mixing with? They're like, cranberry. I was like, that's not.
It was actually.
That's not a thing.
It was actually really good.
Hmm.
Shout out to El Bandito tequila.
Yeah, she goes, it's like tequila sunrise, but not the grenadine. I was like, okay, that means it's not anything like a tequila sunrise. What are we doing?
The best part about that was when she said that, she was so confident.
Yes, she was.
And then Mike followed up, and she's like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, you know, so it's just like she backed off so quick.
Yeah,
I was like, ah.
I was like, whoa, what happened?
You really sold me on that.
So that was her 50 sacks moment.
Yeah.
You talked her out of it.
But, yeah. It was hilarious.
I guess I'm the mean guy.
Because the confidence was like, pew.
Anyways, yeah, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we raised
a lot of money. Was raised.
It raised basically $44,000, which is the best year yet.
Huge.
That we've had, and I've got it. Thank you, everyone. I know I'm an amazing person. No, I'm just kidding. I got to do the totals, but don't look at the clock, and so you can pull that. And I said that. I saw you. I see how you think. Allie's gonna pull that now. It's gonna be in the
recycling. I don't even know what he's referring to.
When I said I'm a great person, I am. Anyways, but I think I got to do the total. But I'm pretty sure over the three year total is somewhere around, if not over, 100,000. So
huge.
Very proud of that. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be, man. It was a really cool event. Honestly, I mean, I joke, but there's a good reason that we're hungover today and struggling. It's because we got drunk
for Pets for Vets, guys.
Really, that's yeah. And that's the purpose when you have a golf tournament. And that's why the golf tournaments exist. That's why there's so many of them. That's why I've played in 100 of these events in my time, because it's always a good time. People actually enjoy it, and you can raise money and do some good things. And I know a couple of the auction items went for high dollar. So, yeah, man, it all went according to plan on Squidbillies Watch. And so it was fun. It really was.
And it's never too early to think about next year.
There you go. The fourth annual.
The fourth annual, and it's the same timing, right?
Bro,
next year, go ahead and put it on your calendar.
You,
I know.
Yeah, it'll be the Monday. Yeah, most likely, unless we're like in Germany or somewhere for that Falcons game, which I guess I could still do. We'll be there the Monday of Thanksgiving. It's kind of a tradition now, so let's go.
All right. Well, congratulations to everyone that participated yesterday. You did some amazing work with all your donations. Now, here are the headlines. Since we last got to hang out, the 49ers beat the Panthers last night 20-9 on Monday Night Football. Dylan Gabriel has cleared concussion protocol, but Shedeur Sanders is expected to be the starting QB in the Browns' next game against the 49ers. Bengals head coach Zach Taylor says he anticipates Joe Burrow playing Thursday night against the Ravens. The New York Giants have fired defensive coordinator Shane Brown. And the Hawks are back in action tonight in Washington, D.C. to take on the Wizards. Pregame is at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7. Now, we did get an email yesterday, got some notifications from the Falcons that they signed wide receiver K.J. Osborne to the practice squad. He was originally selected by the Minnesota Vikings in the 5th round in 2020. What were your initial thoughts when you saw that come through yesterday?
I immediately wanted to see his stats that he had with Kirk Cousins and everything. When you go back to the player that he was, and obviously was a very, very good player. And I think when you look at our wide receiver core and you look at, what they looked like without Drake London, there's a lot of upside with Kirk Cousins under center. We talked about it, 7 different people catching a ball this past weekend. But when Tyler Allgeier is one of those, and when Charlie Warner is one of those, you start going, okay, we have to find more hands on deck and more guys that can kind of create those mismatches. And I don't know what his future is, immediate or long term, with the Falcons, but it kind of, if nothing else, I think it gives you a little bit of insight into how the Falcons are thinking right now. And it's probably a good move. They need players like that that can can go get the ball and understand Kirk Cousins in this offensive scheme that they're utilizing now with him.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are going to try to link it and say, well, does that mean Drake is going to miss, more than a week? Is it a couple weeks? If I'm not mistaken, they've elevated Dylan Drummond 3 times now, and they can't elevate him anymore. He has to either be signed to the roster or just stay on the practice squad. I don't think he can be elevated. I'm not 100% about how the rule works. So to me, that's kind of where my mind goes as well. Well, if they have to elevate someone late, KJ Osborne is a guy, has some chemistry, seemingly with Kirk or has in the past. And he caught 60 balls and 22 from Kirk and 50 and 21. So they have some chemistry. So that would be a move where, you kind of slot a guy in.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Just feels smart. I think that, and it's a good point you bring up about Dylan Drummond. I hadn't even really thought about that, but it just feels like it's the right way to go about it. I think that the other thing that I thought about when I saw this, and I'm curious to see if either one of you guys kind of thought this as well, is where was Kadero Hodge the other day? Like, that was the other thing that popped back in my head, is I was like, Kadero Hodge has always been that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Washington obviously not available, and you thought K Kadarius Hodge probably would have more of a role when it comes to this offense, but he only got five snaps on offense. And it just, that was a little bit eye-opening because you would expect with K.J. Osborne or Dylan Drummond or whatever else it is, that when you go into two-minute mode at the end of the half that he'd be part of kind of that package, but evidently not. And so that's really interesting thing to kind of highlight as you look at those moves.
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't even think about it. And I was, when you said that, I go, man, I saw him. Saw him on the field.
Yeah, he was out there.
But it wasn't a
lot. Couple times.
Well, and I think some of that is also the game plan. The fact that you had, Tegan Quatoriano played 62% of the snaps. So I'm not saying every time was a three tight end set, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you 60% of those was three tight end sets. And I'm pretty sure all 62% of the time he was on the field, the entire percentage, he was nothing but three tight end sets. And that takes guys like Hodge off the field is the point.
Do you know what wide receiver had the most snaps?
I would probably say I'm not looking. So
I mean, I think the fact that I'm asking is probably alluding to what it is.
I would probably say David Sills.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and again, it's only a couple more snaps than Darnell Mooney, but it is a little bit eye-opening when you look at the situation and everything else involved that David Sills is that guy. He did play 39 snaps. He played 70% of the offensive snaps.
I think some of that is just blocking stuff.
No doubt.
I mean, I'd rather have Sills out there blocking than Darnell.
He's got to have 20-plus pounds on Darnell Mooney. I'm watching Darnell Mooney run the push-crack blocking, you know, pushing off the corner and kind of cracking back on the safety was rough. I mean,
he's got more than 20 pounds
it's
on
like
Darnell.
It's like a breeze blowing at the safety when he gets in the way.
Do you believe that Darnell weighs 180 pounds?
No. No.
Yeah. Well,
not even close.
Do you believe that David Sills is
listed? I'd say he's at least 10 pounds off of that.
David Sills is listed at 211.
Yeah.
So he's got probably 45 pounds on him.
That's crazy.
That's a big difference. That's a major difference between those.
That is a major
two.
Difference.
Well, yesterday when everyone was out at the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, which I know we're going to get some more stories from that throughout the show, Raheem Morris was talking to the media. We're going to let you hear what he had to say about that win over the Saints next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. 6:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and we're about to get into what Raheem had to say yesterday. But we should probably mention that Top 5 Tuesday is being handled by Dylan today, and these lists are always pretty controversial. Do you want to reveal what your list is yet?
Absolutely. Yeah,
let's go ahead and light the fire here.
Absolutely.
Uh-oh. Let's see.
So, what was it? Was that a couple weeks ago? Allie, when was your – did you have top five? No, you had top five 2 weeks ago, right?
I did it last week.
Yeah, so mine was 2 weeks ago.
And yours was the one about the
– leftovers you're not going to touch from Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm going opposite.
Let's go.
I'm going with the Thanksgiving sides where there will be no leftovers, the best Thanksgiving size, my top five coming up at 7:40.
So it'll be a very simple list, but something tells me it will not.
There's going to be something on there that everyone's going to be like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's all right,
maybe not. We'll see.
We'll see. That will happen, like Dylan mentioned, at 7:40 this morning. So after the Falcons got a win in New Orleans, we had a lot of questions regarding the offense. There was a lot of debate yesterday. And the trade, Raheem Morris did talk with the media, and he explained why the changes happened with Kirk Cousins.
It just kind of matter what you think you need in order to go out and win that football game. You know, some of the concepts, some of the things that we do with Kirk, some of the ways we're able to create the pocket for Kirk to, you know, Kirk's going to be there. You know, we know that. And like, so be able to make him nice and comfy and cozy in that pocket. Things we want to do in our protection schemes and things of that nature. Like, I think all those things factored in, but it was like, how do we get the best version of all of our guys and all of our and our quarterback and find a way to go out there and get a win? And I got to give those guys a lot of complimentary work on what they did last week, being able to get those things, even changing personnel groupings somewhat more than we were accustomed to. And like, and that wasn't because of Kurt. That was something that we wanted to do to make sure that we can get the best out of our guys.
I am glad he answered that last part, because I was curious, the 13 patch that was tied to Kirk Cousins. And I think it, to an extent, it has to be tied to being under center. But you utilize. I mean, it's a completely different offense. It was a completely different offense. It was not just the fact that you're under center and or 13 personnel, but you and I have already said this morning, Bo, there's different handoff points. There's toss schemes from under center. There's inside zones. There's counter plays. It was a completely different offense. And then you play action off of those things, which, you know, it's a huge credit to what we're able to do. And I think that's one of the reasons you found some of the matchup scenarios that you did. And, you know, we talked to Arch yesterday a little bit. Did the 13 personnel always work out? No, it absolutely did not. It didn't even catch traction until the second quarter.
Yeah, I was going to say the first five plays out of it was pretty much a disaster.
Yeah, so, but it is interesting. Him and for the love, it's Kirk, right? I don't know if I need to keep going down that road.
He's saying it so confidently, it makes me think Kurt, I'm crazy.
Kurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me think I'm crazy. I'm like, man, we got to amp that up a little bit. But I mean, I think that you know, I think it's just interesting to kind of get an inside look at the thought process, and I know that they talked a little bit about that yesterday, about the process that goes into the game plan. And yeah, I mean, just point blank, you completely changed everything you did, and it caught New Orleans off guard in a lot of different ways, and it challenged them to actually match personnel groups that you had not shown before. And I don't think that they were ready for it. And you know, statistically, it was it eye-popping? Absolutely not. But you can tell in the way they were able to come up with clutch plays that it definitely meant something.
He said it wasn't because of Kirk that they did the different personnel groupings.
Sure.
It wasn't because of Kirk, but because Kirk was playing, I think it was easier for them to do that. Do you follow me?
Yeah, well,
like they didn't.
Like you're saying, because Kirk was under center, they were able to do those different personnel groups. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm. Well, not necessarily. Now that can be semantic wise. I don't mean because he got under the center. I just mean because he was in the game. They didn't. And I want to be clear. I don't think that they did it to fit it around him. I think they were able to do it because he was there. Because sometimes when you're doing stuff like that, that's where the being a veteran comes in, the knowledge of it. I just don't, it doesn't feel like Michael's there yet.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like, I know there was a lot of kind of controversy around Kirk with the Super Bowl comments last year about actually being injured. Do you feel like this past Sunday earned him some goodwill in the city of Atlanta? Do you think there's some forgiveness going around?
I don't think anybody's mind changed. To me, that's it, the people who already had their mind made up either way become more vocal,
mm-hmm.
right? It's like people that want to give Kirk Cousins a chance and don't mind his quote-unquote wittiness and his jokes from last week, or thought, you know, that he's been put in a bad spot. I think that after last weekend, you become more confident about speaking up on that. You're like, dude, y'all should have given him a chance all along. I think the people that hated Kirk Cousins following Super Bowl week and didn't like, his ability to read the room, quote unquote, last week. Yeah, I think you're going to kind of stand down a little bit. You're not going to be, well, I was wrong. It's just like you're going to take a week. And it only, look, let's be real, it only lasts for a few days. Like, you're going to have those conversations around Thanksgiving table tomorrow about Kirk Cousins and or Michael, Thursday, Kirk Cousins and or Michael Penix. And then, you know, you play a Jets defense this weekend that could make him look bad. And then you're going to be right. The vocal people on the other side are going to be right back to talking about the same thing.
So what you're telling me is Kirk is allowed to joke in his Wednesday press conference?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the people who felt like that still feel like that.
It has not changed either way.
Well, I'm telling you that he's allowed. He can do whatever the hell he wants in his own press conference. If he wants to joke,
I tend to agree
that's
with
fine.
That.
If he wants to light his hair on fire and say, look at me, blah, 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 then he can do that too.
I'm not going that far.
I don't really care.
Let's not do anything crazy. You know what I mean? Like, let me be clear. There is definitely a point with which I will get irritated with a quarterback in a press conference. Absolutely. I'm not telling you that he can do whatever he wants to. Just this past week, I didn't really mind the fact that he was lighthearted about the injury report.
I agree. And I think, you watch the game play out. And look, let's be clear. Everybody, I think a lot of people need to calm down. Just because you got what you wanted as far as what the offense looked like formation-wise doesn't mean you got the production that you needed to beat a good team or won't every week, right? That's the reality of it. But I do feel that as the game went on, he felt himself a little bit. He started feeling like the flow and kind of got in. The play action throw to Mooney and on the post route that goes for the touchdown, he had Pitts and he wanted to go there underneath, and he looked up and was like, oh crap, I got to do this. And he absolutely phenomenal. And to me, like, Mike, I know you've played with these guys that when they get their confidence starts to coming back and they can remember that they can do it and they've got all the tools physically and mentally, then you start making these gains, right? And you start, that's where the offense can really take a step forward.
Yeah, there's really no doubt about that. And I think that it's not just Kirk. I think it's the offense as a whole. Tegan Quatoriano saw more snaps this week than he's seen in his entire time with the Atlanta Falcons, right? And so I think that all of a sudden you get into 13 personnel reps and maybe they throw a fold block in there instead of a zone block, right? And maybe Tegan Quatoriano feels more confident in his time on the field. And maybe it's like, oh, you know what? I didn't play with balance last week. I'm going to play with a little more balance, and I'm going to, you know, I got this guy this week. And it all builds. It's not just Kirk. Like, this new under center timing, and you and I looked at a block from Matthew Bergeron earlier on a toss play. Yeah. Matthew Bergeron thinks that Bijan's going to be in one place, and he's not. And so it kind of Bergeron's kind of looking in the backfield after the tackle, like didn't expect him to be there. You'll go back, watch the tape. You'll watch the film. He'll be more confident firing off on a little bit more tight of an angle next time they call that play with a toss play to Bijan.
It's almost like a preseason kind of thing.
Really? You want to do that right now?
Well, I don't. No. I'm not saying they should have played him in the preseason. What I'm saying is that it felt like a preseason fill because you just changed the offense. You just added a bunch of stuff you've not ran in real game action at all at any point. Not even last year. And you did it in a game against – look, that's not a terrible defense. Like, they're not awful. They've got a lot of really good players around it. Their numbers are bad because they've been on the field a lot because their offense is really bad. And somehow they stayed on the field 32 minutes against us. But that's a different conversation. I think we'll break into that maybe at 7 o'clock of why that is happening. But so you did pretty good for the first few times ever running it, right, in live action.
And that's twofold. There's two parts of that conversation, I think, guys. Like, yeah, we're going to get more confident as we do it, but you know who else is watching that tape and critiquing it? The New York Jets. The New York Jets are looking at it going, yeah, when they run this action in the backfield, when they're in this formation, when they're in this personnel, they're more likely to do this. And I think it's really what we've been yearning for all along is to make the defense ask questions, right? I mean, that's the whole purpose of game planning and doing things differently is to make the defense ask questions. That if I could boil down my gripes this season to one thing, it's not pistol. It's not the, you know, the why. It's the fact that the defense never has to ask questions when we were on the field offensively. There's no like, oh man, this personnel, that personnel. Like our tendencies were so black and white leading up to this game that was so irritating to me. And yet, you know, I think we did a good job stepping away from that. We have to operate at a higher level, but you did a good job stepping outside of that and at least asking New Orleans to scratch their head for a second and wonder what was going on.
How many times do you think they threw out of the 13 personnel? Maybe five times.
I was going to say, I mean, it's less than 10.
Yeah.
Just breaking down into the numbers got to be less than 10.
Because that's the thing for me. The thing that I think really stood out was Cousins' ability when they did throw the football to process, because they were heating him up and they were getting home. And he did a really good job of, is it there? No. Boom.
They blitzed him on the David Sills throw. Charlie Warner right there in his lap. Crazy.
Well, and obviously Mike and Bo have been looking over the film, seeing what's a little bit different when they can look at everything. So they've got the good, bad, and ugly coming up at 7. We'll label those. And coming up, ESPN is backing off their deadline. We'll cover that in my Mac drop. New game called Stuffing or Bluffing. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dylan is behind the glass, and ESPN had given the college football playoffs a deadline for their format for 2026. That deadline is December 1st, so that's expected to change because they're not anywhere near making a decision on what it's going to look like in 2026.
No.
Well, the next 2 weeks could go really big into that.
There's a lot of seats at the table here that are left to be hashed out.
Yeah.
And
Mike, their own team gets left out. There might be a few more seats at the table.
There's no doubt. And I can just tell you right now, Bama fans right now are gearing up for an absolute battle when it comes to this.
Yeah.
I mean, just kind of waiting on the other shoe to drop. Now, I'm of the mindset with Bama where I'm like, just handle your business and win games. It'll take care of itself. But you are looking at a scenario where if you were to beat Auburn this weekend and lose to Texas A&M and you have three losses and they've already got Notre Dame ahead.
You're
shaking your head. I'm just telling you that there is some real hair splitting about to go on.
Had Alabama not played the schedule they had, we could really have this conversation, okay? But with the schedule, I think it was game day. I'm sorry, guys. This days run together sometimes, and I don't remember when I was watching it, but it was definitely on ESPN, and they were talking about, they were breaking down the strength of record and the strength of what was it, opponent's plate or some crap like that. Yeah. And Alabama was at, like, in the top five of everyone, it felt like. And there's this, you just look at it, Mike, there's no way. Alabama seemingly just has to beat Auburn and they're in the college football playoff to me. I don't want to hear it. There's not.
I tend to agree with you. Not going to happen. But if that's the case and it's so clear cut, why was Notre Dame put in front of Alabama last week?
It's not about Alabama. It's about Notre Dame. They're protecting Notre Dame because Notre Dame is a lock. All they got to do is win this weekend. They're a lock. And I don't even know who they're playing. It doesn't matter. They're a lock. I have to look, but they are a lock. And it's to protect Notre Dame and help the case for Miami to sneak in as a two-loss team, depending on what happens with maybe your scenario that you brought up yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the other part of this when you talk about the seats at the table is if an ACC team like Miami makes it in and the ACC champ does not, you're going to have issues. You are going to have absolute rioting from some of these teams.
I would rather see three Big 12 teams in than that scenario you just talked about.
It's going to be a dumpster fire.
Well, while we're on this topic, the new college football playoff rankings do come out tonight. Who are you expecting to slide a little bit?
It's hard to say. Last weekend was such a freaking bad weekend of football. And I love college football as much as anybody, but I was struggling Saturday to find anything other than the Georgia Tech game. And in the first quarter of that one, I was like, I don't know if I even want to watch this. I mean, Bama's playing Eastern Illinois that had absolutely no business in that game. Obviously Georgia and Charlotte. I mean, the list goes on. You had games like that all across the slate, and it was like, this is as brutal of a pre-Thanksgiving weekend as I can ever remember in college football. And I don't know why that is. I don't know who's to blame necessarily, but some of these teams just gearing up for rivalry weekend and making sure that their table is set moving into the college football playoff and championship weekend.
I think some of that's just a parody in the game where, you know, like nobody expected Florida to be as bad as they are. I mean, they had Herb Street and foul. First off, Herbie flew from Eugene, Oregon to Gainesville, Florida, and did a game. Mm-hmm. Like, he left Oregon after game day, so at noon Eastern time, and flew to Gainesville. I have no clue why they thought that would be a great idea to put them. I don't know why they thought it would be a good idea to nationally televise. Not nationally televise, but put it on ABC at 7:30. Florida at Tennessee. Tennessee at Florida.
I don't know how they had an option.
Couldn't they have moved? I don't know.
Some bad football this weekend, dude.
Tech Pitt really should have been that game, and that's where they should have been.
Well, yeah.
But that game kind of, you know.
I don't know when Herb Street sleeps. I mean, he's.
Well, he sleeps on that private jet that he flies with his little dog.
Yeah. Have you guys heard the rumblings that his coworkers are not excited about him getting preferential treatment like that?
No.
So I've been hearing these rumblings, and like maybe I'm just numb to it because I've been in this industry so long. Yeah, of course he does.
Well, I'd like to know which coworkers they are. But the funny thing for me is, what preferential treatment? Like,
he gets to bring his dog everywhere.
And then somebody's got to be in charge of probably taking that dog to pee in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
That's someone's job.
I agree with. I think the dog thing is cool.
A little bit played out.
But it's a little, I don't need to see it on the field before every game and pitchers, and I'm just kind of like, hey, you do you if you need your dog. But I've seen him in the tunnels and on Thursday night football games, like walking around the same. I don't have seen his dog. So I don't know where the dog's at.
The dog's definitely got a handler. That's to the point. Like he's got, you know. But I think, and you and I have this conversation all the time, the oversaturation of his dog is not his fault necessarily. I mean, it's his fault he's bringing the dog, but all the pictures and videos you see, it's not like he's the one posting or telling the production.
He's absolutely the one that decided I'm going to play fetch in a hotel hallway with my dog and film it. I'm sorry.
I'm a Herbie fan.
I know you are.
I'm numb to it.
I am very indifferent on Kirk Herbstreit. I think he's pretty good at what he does. I think he has made it very relatable. People like listening to him. People feel cozy hearing him talk about college football.
Sure.
It's like it's a comforting when you hear him talk about it. And then there's the people over there that hate him and that just want to hate on everything he does and blame him for everything wrong with football coverage than today. And, oh, well, I have to see him on Thursdays and then Saturdays. And I think those people are morons because don't watch or turn it down. Like, there's other shows, there's other pregame shows you can watch. I just think I'm in the middle with him. I don't think he's this god, and I don't think he's this evil thing. But I can't do without his doggy selfies.
I think he's one of the – hold on to your pants here. I think he's one of the greatest communicators of football that we have ever heard, and I genuinely feel that way.
Hmm.
The way he tells the story during the game is – it's just – I mean, but it's a chef's kiss.
See, I don't think he's near as good as you think. Hold on. Hear me out. I just think it's that it's a voice we've heard for so long talking about college football that it doesn't really matter what he's saying. You just enjoy hearing him talk about the game and do a game. And that's okay. That's the way it was with Madden. Like, Madden didn't break down anything great for you, but it was so fun to hear him do it.
Yeah.
Well, in one game we didn't get to talk about yesterday, Oklahoma beat Missouri 17-6.
Yeah. It was just ish.
Yeah.
You know, we thought, and I said this when we were doing our man up picks, it was like, it hadn't been the same since Pribula went out, and then he did play, and it was almost like, I don't know if he should play. I don't know if he should be in here.
A lot of 13 brutal personnel.
Yeah, a lot of brutal stuff going on for that Missouri team that's got a lot of questions moving forward.
If Missouri can't run on you right now, then they're in trouble, and that's due to some of the injuries, and they couldn't run on Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Well, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. By the sheer amount of cars on 75 this morning, I can tell we're in holiday mode. Oh, everybody was traveling this morning.
No doubt.
I was like, am I late or are they just going somewhere? They're going somewhere. Man. So everybody wants to celebrate Thanksgiving. So we're going to play stuffing or bluffing. Basically, you just have to guess whether this is a real tradition or not.
Okay.
Stuffing or bluffing. Get it?
All right.
Okay. All right. Since the early 1990s, some Midwestern grocery stores have held turkey bowling where shoppers slide first.
Stuffing.
What do you say, Mike?
I think it's stuffing.
It is stuffing.
But I was going to let you finish.
Yeah, it's real. There's turkey bowling. They knock over soda cans.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've gotten this like, oh, it's a competition thing. I'm sorry. I'll let you finish. Cause
it's like she worked really hard.
I know. I apologize.
I appreciate it, Kanye.
I got in competitive mode. Kanye, yeah, yes. That's just hateful.
Dang.
That's just hateful.
Dang, she got you.
All right. Every Thanksgiving morning in a small town in Vermont, locals release 1,000 cranberries down a hill and race to catch as many as they can in a bucket. The winner earns the first pick of pies at the town bake sale. It's the great cranberry chase.
Are you finished?
Finished.
Stuffing.
It's bluffing.
Dylan, do you have a vote on this?
It's not real.
I think I'll actually want to go stuffing. I think this might be a real thing.
Not bluffing.
Yeah,
100%. Totally fake.
I can see through you. I can read you like a book.
I saw something one day on some holiday with people running down a hill after
sounded
something.
Sounded too much like the cheese wheel thing.
That's what it is. That's what I was thinking.
Is that in Germany?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like somewhere. I think it might be like France or something. That's something they would do.
Switzerland or something, yeah.
How about the left-handed turkey carving championship? There's an annual left-handed turkey carving championship held in Portland, Oregon, where contestants carve a bird using only their non-dominant hand. What do you think, stuffing or bluffing?
Stuffing.
I'm going stuffing.
Can I make a phone call to Andy Bunker real quick?
Yeah. Andy's going, that's absolutely real. I'm going to say it's actually real.
Dylan, you got a vote here?
I'll go stuffing.
It's bluffing.
You got all three of us on that one?
Yeah, I got you guys.
I don't want to give away what my tell was, but you definitely threw me off there.
At this point, I'm just going to say stuffing for everyone.
Okay. Now it's a sheer game of psychology between
me
and Allie.
You're just going to watch my tells.
Yeah.
All right. I know I can't play poker, so you can probably read me like a book. All right. New balloon handlers for the Macy's Parade. They have to attend a special training session where they practice steering giant balloons using traffic cones in a New Jersey parking lot. stuffing or bluffing?
That's absolutely stuffing. You have to prepare for
I was going to say, if it's not stuffing, it should be stuffing. Yeah. Like, the things can get out of control.
This definitely got to be stuffing.
It is stuffing.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay.
This is safety.
I'm alarmed if this is not stuffing. Like, if you're bluffing, we should make a phone call.
You just let random people out there say, yeah, have at it.
How about the turkey trot that ends in pie? Some turkey trot races reward runners not with medals or a beer, but slices of pumpkin pie.
That's absolutely true. There's no way that's not. I mean, there's somebody somewhere that's doing that.
I was going to say, stuffing. This has got to be stuffing, yeah.
That is stuffing. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Dylan. Yeah, that's stuffing.
I was just going to say stuffing, too, so it's good.
Speaking of stuffing, coming up at 7:40, I've got the top five Thanksgiving sides.
By the way, I'm doing a gobble jog on Thursday, and that sounds absolutely horrible. I don't want pie at the end.
Are you doing the one in Marietta?
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that before.
I'm so excited.
It's fun. It's a good route. That's
so
fun.
So somebody just got tired of using the term turkey trot, and we just started going with gobble jog.
Probably copywritten or something.
They're like, oh, I'm
also doing a 5K on Thursday.
Are you going to make it in time?
I'm going to be in. What are you?
Oh, man.
I forgot I told you that story.
Shots fired. Hey.
I forgot she heard that story.
Shots fired.
Dang. That's tough. Real quick, that wasn't my fault. I was going by, because Simone signed us up, I was going by the time she told us. She got the time wrong. I was letting her handle logistics.
Is that the one that you got Abe to do and you stood him up?
Yeah. We didn't stand him up on purpose. We showed up there, but the race was already done.
I've done it before. I was standing in line waiting for a half marathon, and someone looked at my bib. They go, the half marathoners already went. This is 5K waiting. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You said all of a sudden your watch. You're like, oh, yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Gotta go.
All right,
one last one.
Okay, go ahead.
You want to hang on to it?
No, I was going to say read it and tease it. Let's answer when we get back, because I'm about to read you like a book.
No Googling on this.
Okay, Bo.
Okay. A Minnesota church hosts an annual mashed potato plunge where participants jump into a giant inflatable pool filled with warm mashed potatoes to raise money for charity. Okay? Stuffing or bluffing? You'll get the answer on the other side.
Well, I'll tell you something. If you've ever been to Minnesota, you'd think it's real.
Also, there was a lot to like from Sunday's game, but Mike and Bo have looked through things. They've looked through it with a fine-tooth comb, and they have come up with the good, bad, and ugly of the Falcons-Saints matchup. We'll get to that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.